If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait.
That's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at
you. They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stairs on the songs with the show, and till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a mode, no proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Ah, morning, everybody.
Morning.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. It's a Canes game day.
Oh, yeah.
Game night, actually. Hard Rock Stadium tonight. Hurricanes and Hokies.
You know what?
Hmm?
It's a shame that I didn't go in yesterday.
Why's that?
Because I was going to pick up some chili.
Oh.
Yeah.
What? Oh, because you got a proper sausage. I forget.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I'm like, I didn't get it for a second.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
The chili at the studio? I was like, what? I didn't get it.
No. So that's usually how I like.
That's your is that what you wanted for game night food?
Game night, and then tomorrow, my nephew's coming over.
Ooh, all right.
He gonna come over because he liked the chili too. He wanted me to get him a couple
chili cook off. I missed the chili cook off. Kids country.
Oh my god! Wait. Ooh. Wait, no. Remember Crowd Debauchery where we had to judge gumbo?
Sure do.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the only real one that could can really judge gumbo.
Haven't had much gumbo in my life.
Yeah,
it's good, though.
Right. Well, the only thing I knew Big Spoon was going to think like me because I cook her gumbo. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Fry boy, do you need a non-seafood gumbo? Or were you just gumbo off the list?
Nah,
I've had sausage gumbo, turkey gumbo.
I don't want to disrespect gumbo, though.
No. See, here's the deal. Here's what gumbo is. And people don't understand this because you go to a restaurant and they fancied it up.
Uh-huh.
So what would happen is, say for Thanksgiving, the turkey, right? Or you had a ham for Easter or something like that. Then you would take the bone and the meat hanging on the thing, and you'd add some sausage and make you a roux, and boom, gumbo. The
hell's a roux? What? Tangibles.
Yeah. No. Do intangibles use roux? Yeah.
Roux?
Basically, a roux is, okay, you put a teaspoon of oil in a pan. Then you put a little bit of flour.
Oh.
And then you stir it. And then you put cold water and stir it. If you put hot water, it's going to bubble up and it's going to look like marshmallows.
Oh,
water and you stir it. It's like a little gravy.
I thought this was like a Louisiana thing. Like when I was watching Shark Week, there was a New Orleans one and it was called the Rookin.
Oh
no, that's just a fake. That's like chupacabra, right? Yeah,
Shark
that's the Rookin, right? Shark that's the same. Thing. But so that's listen. You know the first thing I learned in New Orleans when I was 10 years old, my grandmother say, "Come over here, baby. Let me show you how to make a roux. You can't make no roux. You can't cook down here."
Hmm. Love that. Thickening agent made by cooking equal parts flour and fat together.
Yeah. Oil. Right. So you use that so when you make a big pot and you have that roux as a base, it thickens, so it's not water. So Yeah. First thing I learned how to make is a roux. No. Now, they put fat, but it's not fat. It's oil. Hmm.
The Miami Dolphins. Let's get to headlines here. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Yeah. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, the Sonata, the Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Miami Dolphins injury report. No practice yesterday for a bunch of guys. Teron Armstead and Kendall Fuller are in concussion protocol.
I have a question real quick.
Yes.
If you never practice, what are your chances of getting better?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Calais Camp.
You didn't see my Louisiana accent right there with my grandmother?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty good. Right. Yeah, that was really good.
Sometimes when people have a roux that's good, they're like, that roux is on fire. Thank you, guys. I'll be here all day. Thank you.
Dude.
14 hours.
See yourself out.
Yeah, I want
just
you to.
Go, you know what? Yeah, leave the mic empty and just go stand in the hall.
Thank you. Do me a favor, but before you do that, hit the minus one button.
That's right. Minus one.
I'll be here all day. Be here all day, everyone.
Call me a show pony. David Long and Saran Neal, they both have hammies, so they missed practice.
Oh, is that from not practicing?
You were really thinking, like, yeah, I think
dude,
it was.
You can't, dude, rule, this is basically rule of competition. When you get to said event, you can't ask your body to do something it's never done. That's how you get hammies.
None of them are just because they got hurt in the game?
Could be, but guess what?
Yep.
Seem to be getting a lot of hammies big tissue injuries in football this year, and it also coincides with the lack of practice or game prep during the preseason.
I tell you what, last night was another reason to just eradicate Thursday night football. It sucks. Ugh. God, it's bad.
I mean,
it is bad. I mean, I know it's the Giants, but
yeah, but they. I mean, is it a bad sign for? I mean, the Cowboys that they were able to hang in there so long.
I mean, it's not a great sign. I don't. I didn't see.
Or does Daniel Jones look better?
Nah. he did okay yesterday, but then game on the line, he had a chance to put him up, and like, I want to know, like, if I had honest Giants fans who thought it was going to end with him throwing a pick, you're like, yeah. And I mean, granted, it was 4th and 6, he had to chuck it a little bit, but still.
I mean, well, you can't give him an excuse and then call him a bum.
I'm just letting you know.
Would he have been more pissed off if he hit the receiver that was open 3 yards downfield and he don't get the first?
Sure.
Okay. Like, that's it works that way sometimes.
It just sucks. It's so bad. Every time we tune in, like, these are not good games, and they're just so greedy. You know?
I got already. Got in the jacuzzi or whatever, and then start watching. I made it to halftime, and I was like, yeah,
forget it. What am I here for? What do they got next week? I think next week is Bucks. It's Bucks somebody. I think it's a Bucks. It's a divisional matchup. I forget who the Bucks are. I don't know if it's the Saints or what, but it's just like, ah.
I think the NFL's getting greedy, dude.
They're greedy.
But here's the deal.
Bucks-Falcons.
If you're a player and you see this increase in salary cap and you see a guy playing your position making $20 million.
Yeah.
Are you going to complain? Because you could go, okay, we won't have all these games, but now we cut back to.
Well, yeah. Listen, the only person who loses is us. We get the lousy games. We lose a better slate on Sunday. And we lose.
Are
these guys
you losing play. A better slate on Sunday?
Yeah, because these are divisional games. They're usually very important games.
Well, and here's the other thing. You got to kind of start making them important if people going to pay billions of dollars to have a football game once a week.
No, I understand. I understand it has to be.
Like, there's both sides to this that sometimes you have to, like, okay, like, do you want the more money or not? It is a profession. And I know you're going to say, well, it sucks on Thursday. Yes, and I get all that. But if you ask the players, okay, would you rather make 20% less money or play a Thursday night game? They'll say, we'll play the Thursday night game.
I understand. I know. But wait, okay. What? When comes the time that we get to an end? Because they're going to go to 18 games. And when comes the time as an NBA, as part of this becomes NBA, where we're getting maintenance program? Like, they're good. Trust me, there'll be a time where they're just like, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to sit one out because we can afford it now because there's more games and there's a chance to do this. And that's where I get back to who loses in this? We do as fans, not them. I'm glad everybody's making money. Good job. Even though the product sucks. But, you know, I don't know what to do. I really don't.
I mean, I personally think you have that feeling right now. Because nobody's played football until...
No, dude, this has been a thing. The Thursday night game. How long?
The Thursday night games have been terrible. But they also put... They've normally put two garbage teams there. Remember that. Now they're starting to up...
Now they're doing divisional games.
Right.
Yeah, it's always... Like, these have all... Like, no, it's important. Like, Bucks, Falcons? Look, I mean, it's the Falcons, but...
It's a garbage division, but the game matters.
The game matters. The Dolphins, Bills, it matters. Right. And it's just like, the games suck.
Yeah. All right. I got you. I mean, I understand it, but I also understand the other side of it too. And I would say that let's just keep an eye on this. The farther you get into the season, the better these games are going to be because guys are going to get over these 4 or 5 game preseason games they're playing now.
Are they? Not the Thursday nights though.
That's what I'm saying. I know what you've been saying about previous years.
Yeah.
The first one was good. No?
Nah, I think we've been talking about this being terrible for a while.
All right. So, I mean, how would you, here, let's think of this.
Yeah.
Would you do additional Monday night games like they did and cancel Thursday night?
I would like this better Monday night. You guys like this like too Monday night.
I don't like staggering games,
man.
But I liked. But I tell you what, I did like. I liked
that
the
you
fact.
Had an option.
Yeah, I did. It was good. It was like we got to watch. Okay, Bills made their point. Oh, then we got a classic. We got a classic strong. But we got a good game.
You got. It's not my fault. These two teams suck. Yeah. Why should I have to? I understand all this, but you know. Part of the deals that they have, and the reason why they pay all that money is because they're the only show in town.
All right. Well, how about this? Why not Friday night? It's time. I know that there's
college
like
football.
I thought it was a high school football thing. I thought they were like a wink high school. Like they're trying to respect high school football. I thought that's the reason.
The Canes play tonight. What are you talking about?
Not the same league. Well, then what's the reason for Thursday? I don't get it.
I don't know. I understand what you're saying. But what you're selling as a product is the only show in town for that night.
Yeah.
And that jacks up the price. If you move it to another night and they're not the only show, people are going to start asking for refunds.
Yeah.
So that, like, you have to, like, look at the big picture. I get it. Listen, I played in Thursday night games. Holy smokes. I mean, I've never had, unless I was hurt, it was the only time I walked into a stadium sore to play a game. So I get it. I understand it. I get everybody's, but it's too late now.
Damage is done.
Right. They cast them checks.
Yep.
Right.
And they got Bezos there every week or Bezos' lackey sitting there with Goodell every week. Crazy. Anyway, Canes tonight, 7:30 kickoff from Hard Rock Stadium. Our pregame coverage begins at 3:30. They will get you ready. Joe Zagacki, DBJ on the call. You got Hollywood, Andrew Rabinowitz, and Brian Monroe getting you ready with all the action and all the regulars to get you ready and set for Canes ACC play tonight, Virginia Tech. I'm excited for tonight. Taking little Tobes. He's got BJJ. Ooh. And after we get back, we'll get some food on the way home. Nice. We kick up. We watch a little Canes football tonight.
I saw he got another stripe or something like that recently.
Yep. Yep.
Hell yeah. That's nice. He's been doing his thing, man. He's been doing his thing. It's more than just like a phase. Like, he's totally committed and doing his thing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think he's doing his first competition in the at the start of November. Oh. So he's excited for that.
Cut his head off. Sir, please. Please leave.
Sir. Sir. An unruly radio host was removed today from youth Brazilian jiu-jitsu competition. I just picture like Gilbert Burns in the background, like Lee Trevino and and Happy Gilmore just shaking his head.
So sad.
Oh, man. And yeah, man. Thursday Night Football. Here was your final score last night. It was 20-15 for you fantasy players out there. Ooh. Here's what you got. Dak Prescott.
Nothing. You got nothing.
Dak Prescott, 22-27, 221 yards, 2 TDs. And you had CeeDee Lamb, 7 catches, 98 yards, and a touchdown.
Nice touchdown. Nice.
He also had 3 rushes for 8 yards.
Nice.
It's funny. Now, I'm not a person who likes players that complain. Right? I think, you know, the offense is the offense or whatever. But I will tell you this. An offensive coordinator can get whoever he wants open, right? So when you hear receivers complain, understand that concept. Mysteriously, the same receiver goes out and has 7 catches, right? So he apologized and said he went about it the wrong way and that's not who he is or whatever, but he made his point.
For sure. I mean, it was interesting because we'll play a little of Tyreek because there's some of that talk around Cheetah, and Cheetah yesterday was like, I'm not that guy anymore. You know, my therapist is going to pass. I'm like, what are you, Pedro Serrano?
That's for the ball.
but you have, listen, here's what happens. And I'm going to tell you why I've never been that guy. I've never been that guy because of the guys I played with. You understand?
Hmm?
So keep in mind, me and Metcalf played the same position and we're good friends. Me and Robert, same position. Good friends, right? And when you have teammates like that, right? So when you look at Tyreek and how he is with Waddle and all the other guys and Mike McDaniel, for him to go out like that, even though it might be accurate, sends the wrong message to those guys who you say you have a good bond with. So I think that's why CeeDee Lamb was kind of speaking the truth, but he kind of wanted to express it in a way that didn't make it sound like he was calling the rest of the team bums and I'm the guy that's going to make it happen.
Sure. Guy who got a lot.
It's tough, right?
Guy who got a lot of targets last night, Malik Nabers. He had 12 catches, 115 yards on 15 targets. Danny Dimes, he threw for 281 yards with a pick to end the game.
I think Nabers went out with a concussion too or something like that, right?
He did. He did. You're right.
Wait. I knew that was a concussion.
Oof.
Hey, yeah. He got up, and when they pulled him into that tent, he was like, yeah. I'm like, he ain't coming back.
Yeah.
And now, wait a minute. Why they treat that blue tent like a hospital? 17 people go in there, right? They pull it over. 17 people go in there, right?
It's gotten bigger every year, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Pretty soon, they're going to put MASH. Just put MASH on the side
might
of it.
As well. Pretty much. We'll take a break here on the program. Lots to get to here on a Football Friday, which is brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. Looking for more power, capability, and technology trucks? You're ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Back after this.
I need your love. I need your time. When everything's wrong, you make it right. I feel so high. I come alive.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. By the way, if you guys want to win a Dave & Buster's gift card for just a cool $250 at D&B, you guys can watch some football, some Heat, some Panthers. If you guys want to win that, Enter now at WQAM.com/contest. Dave and Buster's. Eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave and Buster's in Hollywood. So the Miami Dolphins getting ready for the Tennessee Titans. The Cheetah spoke to the media yesterday. And, you know, it's hard to know what's real with him. He's a whopper teller.
Yeah. So you're treating him like Jimmy.
I think he tells more whoppers, to be honest.
I think, I would say Jimmy's a flat out troll, but I think you know when Jimmy's trolling. Cheetah's almost like he's almost got camouflage. Like he'll say it with a straight face, but I don't know. I think he's lying. And he claimed yesterday, somebody asked him about working out with Snoop yesterday in practice, and he goes, "Didn't work out with Snoop. Only worked out with Tim Boyle. Here was the Cheetah."
What was it like working with Snoop Teller?
I work with Tim Boyle.
Okay.
I mean, so I really don't know. I mean, like I said, Tim Boyle was out there throwing. They even had water throwing, man. So we're in the process of looking for anybody who can throw. Open applications.
Hey. I wonder if quarterbacks are going to start hanging outside the facility like the punters, right?
We got the Middle Tennessee quarterback. He's also going to be like 1-0 at Hard Rock Stadium. Remember me, everybody?
Remember that receiver had 200 yards receiving? And that's all the yards he had all year?
That was crazy. Yeah, what a stat line. You think that guy's going to open up like an auto body shop in Middle Tennessee, and they're just going to have, yeah, I remember when you had that game against the Canes there, Carl.
Carl. What's his name? That'd be Carl.
I don't know. I don't remember the guy's name.
Nobody does, because that's all he did all year.
Lit their ass up.
It was crazy. Carl, actually.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was Carl.
That's good to know.
No, it wasn't.
You know what? I think my favorite thing, too, is that with Tim Boyle, it's like, even Mike McDaniel was saying this. He goes, it's a lot cooler saying Snoop than Tim Boyle, respectfully. But I like with Tim Boyle, everybody's just like calling him by his full name, because we just need to know it's not Tim. They don't call him Boyley. They're just like, hey, it's Tim Boyle. You know, like that's how it is.
Nothing says I'm an accountant like Tim Boyle. Like, at least say Timothy.
Right.
What's your name? Yes, Timothy Boyle.
Tim Boyle.
So is that one person you call by first and last name, though?
Like, no, well, you wonder, I wonder if they call him Timbo.
Timbo.
They should call Timbo. Him Timbo.
That's actually really good.
You think Tim Bowens would give him the nod?
I don't think if he chose not to, would nobody say nothing about it.
That's right. Whatever you say, Mr. Bowens.
There's only a handful of people that just scared the living hell out of you. Tim Bowens was one of them.
He gets, when is he, Ring of Honor Cardinals game, I believe?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's coming up for him.
AKA Tim's return.
Hopefully.
And think about this. And he's smaller than Calais Campbell.
That's pretty nuts.
It's a giant.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill was also asked if Mike McDaniel has been harder on the team this week now that they've been stinking up the joint. Here was the Cheetah.
That's what they, I mean, that's how they.
I added that part.
Okay.
Coach, is he bigger in the player empowerment than Mike is?
Yeah, he's dope at that.
This week, has he taken the lead and given you your butts, or is it the captains that done it?
What do you mean by that?
Challenge you guys to get better on offense.
Oh. Coach, he understands every player. He understands like what every player needs and stuff like that. And he knows that he puts his trust in like his captains and his leadership. We do a great job of, you know, setting the standard at practice. Like, they give us a script. You know, we know what we need to get done at practice. You know, we had a pad of practice today. I'm sure y'all not used to seeing that on like the first practice day of the week. And you know, we just want to set the standard of like the whole week. Like, we want to be physical, we want to be fast, and we want to start attacking defenses. And our defense, they want to, you know, be better at certain things, you know. So thank you. So like, I wouldn't say he bet on our butts, but he's real he does it in his own way, I would say.
Yes, when what you've been doing isn't good enough, you have to be tougher. Like it's simple. Like it's not a secret. Like guess what? Teams that don't tackle well and mm-hmm. don't hit well and aren't physical, you got to practice more in pads.
I do like the idea of like Mike McDowell just changing it up. You remember the what was it, Major League, when they gave an oven mitt to one of the shortstops? Like they should do that with Julian Hill. They should give him oven mitts during practice and be like, no holding.
They should give him some of those rat traps that hold on, the non-killing rat traps that keep the mouse.
So every time he drops it?
every time the ball comes anywhere close, he's just like, all right, I got this. Anytime touchdown.
You know, here's the crazy thing about...
Let's see if he's back on the board, by the way.
Here's the crazy thing about sports. You know, everybody can't catch.
Yeah, and I understand. And
we tend to think that the position determines your ability.
He may have stone hands. I understand. Yeah.
I mean, it's not his position. It's this guy over here calling him new George Kittle.
They told me he got the Kittle tapes.
But here's the other thing. Like, when you see guys catch balls with one hand and you watch what Odell Beckham does, everybody can't do that either. So there's different levels to your abilities and what you do on the field.
When you get the Kittle tapes, I thought that was like a sign, Marcos. They really respect George Kittle.
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, they gave him the tapes, but they gave him the blocking tapes instead.
If he was George Kittle, you think he'd be available?
I don't know. People get listen. Cam Ward got zero stars. You know,
Robinson was undrafted. Wait. But ask him what it was like last summer.
Oh, dude.
You know what I'm saying? Woo-hoo! So I'm talking about that. So if nobody else wanted him and Miami got him.
Small school. He went to Campbell.
No, but I'm saying he had already played. Where did he play? Washington State? Where did he play last year?
Oh, you're talking about Cam Ward. Cam Ward played at Washington State. I was talking about Julian Hill.
So
Campbell.
Yeah. Chunky Soup University.
Woo.
That's what I say when I'm golfing and one of my buddies hit it fat. I go, Reggie, have you been eating your chunky soup?
Oh, man. I tell you where you also don't want to be up. You don't want to be short of your standard.
Oh, yeah. Let us know.
In the bedroom, dude. Wow. That's why you guys want to try Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. And there's no doctor's visits, no awkward conversations. Don't got to go to the pharmacy. Gets delivered right to your door in a discreet package, and you'll be ready to go. Whether you're married, looking to spice things up, you're single, you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. And you got a special deal for all our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use our promo code SHOWPONY.
SHOWPONY.
Use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout. You're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are going to get your first month of Blue Chew for free. So go to BlueChew.com, go to checkout, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free at BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY.
WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. We got Canes football tonight. Canes and Hokies going down at the Rock tonight. Miami Hurricanes are rolling to start this season. They are throwing up a ton of points. 7th in the country. And now conference play gets underway. Very excited for this one. 7:30 is your kickoff tonight to see what Cam Ward and the boys can get done over at against these Virginia Tech Hokies, Marcos. What is your excitement level for Canes football tonight? This has been the football event in town so far, not the Dolphins.
Indeed, my excitement level is at such high peaks that I'm renaming this station WQA Marcos, as I will be here for 14 hours today, baby.
Oh,
boy.
My God. What are you producing tonight?
Indeed. I will be producing the pregame, the game, and the postgame. And if there are any delays, I will be breaking legs.
Oh, yeah.
It should be a windy game.
Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be, right? That storm got up and got out.
Yeah, last I heard
it was fast moving, right?
I mean, yeah, it's I think over the in Tennessee now,
right?
Yeah, it is something I think aiming towards Atlanta at a tropical storm. Last I heard,
so you know what's funny, that storm went through there faster than it would have taken us to get out of there, right? Yeah. Right, from the time it hit land, it got out of the area quicker than we could get out of Florida.
Tobin, I wanted to ask you yesterday after you left, maybe about 5 minutes went by and torrential downpour.
Yes, I got it. I got it.
I was like, oh boy,
Tobin. It wasn't anything I wasn't used to though. Like I think if you've driven in South Florida, you know when it's like I'm fearing for my life scary.
Yeah.
Like and even when the windshield's going like this, you still can't see.
It wasn't it was a bad pour, but it wasn't like, oh my God. Like the one that always gets me is like when you're driving your car and you could feel your car getting blown. I'm like, whoo.
And I got more I got more sidecar. So I got a truck. Feels like you're just gonna get blown off the road.
What was that? What was that viral video yesterday? Was that in Tampa? That bridge? That looked scary as hell. And they didn't close that bridge. I was like, what?
Because people got to get up out of there.
But dude, no, we got to get the video of that, Marcos. Yeah, that bridge was to show Leroy. Dude, it was not safe for any car to be on there.
And people were driving across it still?
Yes, because people are morons.
No, because people thinking I got to get up out of here.
I understand, but no. You don't have a boat. Go get a boat.
A boat?
I don't know. Don't get on that bridge.
Wait a minute. So in those conditions, and I would like to know what part of your brain you're using here. In those conditions, you think a boat would be safer?
Jeez. I'm going to get it. It looks like doomsday. This is crazy yesterday.
So it hit Tampa.
Tampa got hit, but I think Tallahassee was the worst of it.
Yeah.
There's 1.5 million people without power.
There's only 1.6 that lived there.
Yeah.
I wonder who has the power.
What is... Whoa.
Yep.
Wait. That's moving cars?
Yeah.
Look at that little bitty car.
I know. Scary.
Storm surge, dude.
Yeah, man.
Wait, so, whoa.
No. The Howard Franklin Bridge in Tampa.
Wait a minute. No,
Leroy shot.
I'm just trying to think. See, in moments like this, I like to think, what's the thought process in which you look over at your significant other and say, we can make it?
I don't know.
Wait, look at the other cars, ain't got nothing. No water. So the water is just right there. That's the way it's blowing. But look, all size cars. Yeah. Nah, I ain't down with that.
Nah, it's scary, man.
Yeah, that's scary.
Whew. Yeah. Wild. Wild stuff. Hope everybody, gets through.
Hope everybody's safe.
Hope everybody gets through that. All right. But that is definitely a scary thing. Tons of flooding.
Wasn't there a game scheduled in Tampa this week, if I'm not mistaken? Eagles and Bucks. Am I wrong about that? Or is that in Philly?
Let's see. The Bucks this week are no, it's home. It's but it's on Sunday. I mean, it's gone now. I don't know where that does for the fans being able to get there.
Yeah. Well then,
I'm trying to see. That's crazy, man. That's a wild thing going on right now.
It is. Wow.
Scary.
It is, but it makes.
But that was not what I was facing yesterday driving.
No, Marcus. Yeah. No,
was it clear when you left?
Yeah, because that I was like, oh my God, it's getting crazy here, and then that lasted all about 5 minutes.
The thing. It lasted a little bit longer than that for me.
Yeah.
Because I think I was going to Publix or something, and I had to get on 5-9. Oh, I know what I had to do. I had to mail my phone.
Ah.
I had to mail my other phone in.
Get that credit.
Yeah, so I went. I was going down because you got to go where I had to go. I had to get on the highway. And I got a crack in my filter outside. So I went to get some something to seal it up till I can get a new one.
What filter?
The pool filter, the cartridge. The big thing.
Oh, I know what you mean. Okay, so like the shell that covers the filter.
Yes.
I got you.
I just like, so I went to try to get something to just, you know, till I can get a new one. And so I went and did that. And then I went to mail this phone. And it was just starting to rain when I left, soon as I hit 595. And I'm telling you, it was raining so hard. I think because I was going right into the rain, the windshield wipers would like, and I still couldn't see. And so you know what that means. If I'm driving 10 miles below the speed limit, somebody's driving 3. Because you know they, like if you got to drive like that, get off the road.
So for this game coming up for the Dolphins, Leroy, got a lot of injuries. We mentioned him. Teron probably not going to play. You have the rookie Patrick Paul.
He's a giant.
Do you think it's time to make his debut?
Here's the problem. Okay, that they're grooming him for left tackle. But if he could play a different position, it would probably help more. You could put somebody that could probably do it a little bit better out there. But because they haven't really been considering that, right? He must be really raw or really young because they're not even trying him at a different position where just putting your 5 best linemen out there and letting it and working it out, right? Yeah. So putting him at left tackle to make him feel comfortable. I don't necessarily know what that does to the team. And this is where it gets tricky because you don't know what their process is with him. I just know what I saw. I thought, like, okay, he looks like he can learn on the fly.
He's a moose.
Right.
He's a moose.
Well, being a moose don't mean nothing.
You mentioned they did that with Ogden, right, his rookie year. We know that happened with Tunsil. He was kicked aside. I know this guy is a giant.
But it's just really, usually guys with really good feet and that can do, they move you so you're, because you're one of the best 5. So they will try you out somewhere else. So maybe they're doing that. I don't know.
McDaniel sounded yesterday like he's leaning towards playing him. Sounded like it. You know, he gives.
Wait.
It felt like.
I'm acting like you got a whole bunch of options, Mike.
Well, yeah, I mean, they got him and they got Kendall Lamb. I mean, that's what the way they go. But I don't know if it was like one of these things where, you know, they mentioned like what a hostile environment it was over in Seattle. And I don't know if that made Mike a little bit more gun shy on wanting to put young guys out there in the position. You're a home game. Maybe that'll feel a little bit, obviously, it seems like a worse team you're going up against. So maybe this feels like you're breaking him in a little bit easier, a little smoother, you know, for a guy of his stature. But I mean, eventually, like, look, dude, I know high draft pick hasn't necessarily meant you're going to play down here. We've seen Igbinoghene getting DNPs. We've seen Channing Tindall, Cam Smith. A lot of high draft picks are getting DNPs around these parts. Yeah. So I don't necessarily, it means it's going to play, but hell, what'd you draft him for if you're not going to have him replace Teron Armstead eventually?
I mean, but because maybe they drafted him thinking that they had a year, right? Because you don't draft replacement for Tuesday, right? And so the time frame has sped up to where they have to make some decisions that maybe the plan didn't call for.
Right. But like, if we were to go into their draft room, right, when they're making this decision and they go like, hey, should we go with the center from Duke or one of the, you know, we could do guard. And they're like, guard schmard. Let's go get a giant left tackle. And best case scenario, he gets a year to learn under Teron Armstead. Most likely scenario, Teron's going to be out by week 3. Right? Like that had to be a consideration.
You're 100% agree. That had to be in the conversation. So now can you ask, well, it shouldn't be that hard because you should have drafted a guy that could do this because you know this had a great chance of happening.
You had to know.
I got you. I understand. But here's the deal. Your plan and the player's plan and his abilities don't always line up.
Right.
And so I'm also trying to incorporate that in the plan because everybody, it's easy to say, hey, just plug in a new guy. Right? But what if new guy is your Eichenberg?
No. We can't have two Eichenbergs.
But I'm just saying, these are things that, it's maybe there's a level that he has to get to and they think he can get to, but he's not there yet. I don't know.
Mike's
but it's not as easy as they would have already declared it and they would have probably put him in last week if it were that easy.
Mike McDaniel's talking to Butch Perry. He goes, hey, what's going on over there? He goes, Liam Eichenberg's really taking Patrick Paul under his wing. What? No! We'll take a break. Hour Tua coming up next.
Text WQAM on the Kendall Toyota text line at 305-567-0560.
But first, Leroy, before we get to Hour Tua, I professionally want to tell you. I don't want to cheat you. Tell people how we can have a little funny fun this weekend, huh?
So I've been a member of all these fantasy leagues, and you join a million of them to try to win one and recuperate your money, and then Prize Picks got me. Prize Picks got me hooked. It's America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 10 million active members, and they've had over $1 billion in awards. Right? Think about that. So all you have to do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and you win. Okay. This week, this is the last week for this deal. They're going to give you an additional sweetener. If Caleb Williams gets 1 yard passing, that gets you an automatic win.
Sweetener. So
if you pick 4, you get 5. Right. The most important thing about this is I'm not tied to any player on any team. I can switch them up. I can do whatever I need to do to win this money. Prize Picks put their members first. So when I do win, I can get paid in as quick as 15 minutes. All right, here's my picks. Y'all ready for this? I got you. This week, I got the Caleb Williams, right? I know you're going to hate this, Tobes. Aaron Rodgers, more than 223.5. Nico Collins, more than 80.5. Saquon Barkley, more than 78.5 rushing. And Alvin Kamara, more than 26.5 receiving yards. That's my pick. You want to join me? Just download the Prize Pick app today and use code WQAM and get $50 instantly when you play $5. That's code WQAM. You don't even have to win. You still get the $50 bonus. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for more details.